Detecting gravitational lenses using machine learning, exploring interpretability and sensitivity to rare lensing configurations, by Joshua Wild et al. Forthcoming large imaging surveys such as Euclid and the Vera Rubin Observatory Legacy Survey of Space and Time are expected to find more than 10 to the power of 5 strong gravitational lens systems, including many rare and exotic populations such as compound lenses, but these 10 to the power of 5 systems will be interspersed among much larger catalogs of approximately 10 to the power of 9 galaxies. This volume of data is too much for visual inspection by volunteers alone to be feasible, and gravitational lenses will only appear in a small fraction of these data, which could cause a large amount of false positives. Machine learning is the obvious alternative, but the algorithm's internal workings are not obviously interpretable, so their selection functions are opaque and it is not clear whether they would select against important rare populations. We design, build, and train several convolutional neural networks, CNNs, to identify strong gravitational lenses using VIS, Y, J, and H bands of simulated data, with F1 scores between 0.83 and 0.91 on 100,000 test set images. We demonstrate for the first time that such CNNs do not select against compound lenses, obtaining recall scores as high as 76% for compound arcs and 52% for double rings. We verified this performance using Hubble Space Telescope, HST, and Hyper Supreme CAM, HSC, data of all known compound lens systems. Finally, we explore for the first time the interpretability of these CNNs using Deep Dream, guided grad CAM, and by exploring the kernels of the convolutional layers, to illuminate why CNNs succeed in compound lens selection. This was Detecting Gravitational Lenses Using Machine Learning, Exploring Interpretability and Sensitivity to Rare Lensing Configurations, by Joshua Wild et al.